church get its name that you remember?
Well, I always remembered it that this old man was in the church and was sleeping and had his head thrown back and a peach fell in his mouth, and they named the church Cheech Council. That's what I've always remembered.
What denomination was this?
It was a Methodist. It was called Protestant Methodist. You know, there used to be a Protestant Methodist and a M.E. Methodist and a, what was that other one? Another one. And the same, the M.E. was a Northern and the Southern was what now?
I don't know.
Well, now they was two different.
And yours
and was which one? The Bush was over here was the Protestant Methodist.
Was that so like a combination of both?
Yeah, or a dropout of them or something. I don't know what that was, but I know that this is called Protestant Methodist. And nobody won't share more than that, you know. Well, Methodists all go together now, aren't they?
Yes. This church, how did it change? I mean, what would we know it as of today? Is it just completely...
Well, as well as I know about the Methodists today, they have all joined. And there's no
but I mean this particular church. Did it just, was it...
It just fell through.
It located on Lick Creek. Mm-hmm. Do you remember some of the ministers?
Oh, yes. Albert Miller was the main one. And then Cleveland, I forget his given name, but it was a fellow by the name of Cleveland. And then they mostly, they didn't have really just pay a pastor's thing, you know. And just anybody come in that wanted to preach. I remember Gally Isaac telling me about when Gally began to preach, and he was said he was preaching there, and we call it, I always call him Hunter Bill Thompson. He was an old man that humped back. He had his back broke or something, but we always called him Hunter Bill. And he seemed to be an awful good old man, and said he'd been out hunting his cow one night, and come along, they'd have a church. Said that old man had his cow tied with a bark. He didn't have nothing else when he found it. He just gave him a bark, you know. He was a bark and tied his cow. So he tied that cow up and come in. Said that man preached off a sermon that there was in the world and got so happy he got the most out. And said he had on old clothes that just pinned on him, just all rags, just nothing but rags, you know. But said how he did enjoy himself with that meeting that night. Now here's a guy to tell that he didn't not too long back.
Was this church every week, or was it like once a month?
Well, they usually had Sunday school or church or something other every week. And but now the regular church, I think, was just once a month. The regular church.
How long would it last? Was it the type that was all day? Or?
Oh no, they didn't have no every all day meetings. You know. But then you'd go early, maybe you'd stay 2 or 3 hours. You'd put in your, maybe you wouldn't get away at 1 o'clock. They never know, some of them didn't know it was a hush.
It would be like maybe more than one preacher?
No, I don't remember so many preachers like they do now. Nowadays, you know, they'll put up more preachers than one, but I don't think, but they were long-winded.
Did they also have a lot of singing?
Yes, an old-fashioned thing. And the women would shout, and their hair would tend to fall out, and their combs would fall out and be all over the floor. And their old, they'd be have long dresses on, and the old women would have their bonnets on, you know, they had to have a hooded bonnet, you know, satin bonnet. Mm-hmm. At that time, they had to have a bonnet. They wasn't dressed up, you know.
Yeah. Did they have usually bring their lunch or something?
And no.
You go home and eat.
No, they never got no lunch. Later on, they got to have a dinner on the grounds, you know. But when I was here,
was this a typical church that had a graveyard nearby?
No.
It didn't.
Jared Chapel appeared somewhere that had a graveyard nearby that I knew of.
Was it very unusual for, in those days, to have a church that was made of brick?
Yes, that's the one I knew of then was this one up here at the Jared Chapel.
I wonder why it was built like that.
Well, I think the Jared built it, didn't they? I think they built it pretty well. I believe the Jared church. Because it was, that all fell back to Lee, you know, after they quit that holy church. And I guess somebody might have helped him, but it belonged to the Jareds. I don't know.
Is it mostly their family that's in the graveyard?
Yes. Yeah. And then Aunt Nancy's mother's there, the old grandmother of Jared Nancy was, you know, but her mother was there. She was a dyer. Got an old nobody outside the family is ready for it. And you know, Billy was brought back up there, and one of the children had been brought back up there. They're all dead, but Zelly and Liz and Bernard. And everyone buried away except Billy. And Billy took his place, she said, to be buried down. Got back and buried. I wasn't here then. I was in Florida when that happened. But he didn't want to be buried this mother, she told me.
Were you about the age of that family?
Rebecca and me was about the age. And Nancy was a little bit younger than me. And Rebecca was a little bit older than me.
Did you go to school with?
Yes, we all went to school together. See, Elise was the oldest, and Rebecca and Nancy and Bernard, and Matthew, and Isidore, and Billy. Now, I didn't go to school with Billy and Isidore. I went to school with Rebecca. My children went to school with the younger ones. But I went to school with Rebecca and Nancy and Liz and Matthew and Bernard. One time I remember Matthew was the cutest little old thing ever was. He's short, just about as thick as he was long, you know. And go with one, and you wore pants of galluses then, you know. And maybe he'd have one gallus down, the other up, you know. And he shirt and dobbins his teeth in school. Did I mention shirt and dobbins in that model? Uh-huh. And we had every Friday we'd have I thought I could say what it was, the baby.
What it's called? The
debate.
A debate?
Yeah. And then everybody had to take a part. Little and young and old all had to take a part each time. And then the debate would have to recite recitations. You know, Matthew was a little fella. And he got up and said, Barber, shave a pig. How many hairs will it take to make a wig? 24, that's enough. Give the poor barber a pinch. And you know, I never could see, but he made sure mad. But I never could see, were you seeing anything wrong with that? I said, and he rode back and he thought he'd done something big, you know, and he made him feel so little, you know. But we all felt so sorry for him, but we thought it was funny. Mm-hmm.
In those days, did you memorize a lot of poems?
Yes, and we had to take Bible. We had to memorize Bible verses.
Of course, now we can't even mention
it. No, but we had to, every morning, we had to renew Bible verse. And then at the end of a certain time, the one that could recite the most of the verses got a prize. And Sheridan Dobbins would always read a scripture lesson before he, and have prayer before he ever opened school. Well, they opened school with that, you know.
Did you pledge allegiance to the flag?
No, I don't think we did, as well as I remember. I don't remember.
What did the schoolroom look like? Was it?
Oh, just like a dwelling house. Just had a big old pot-bellied stove in there. And
was it cold in the wintertime?
Well, it wasn't too warm, but we had it plenty of cold, you know, at that time. We kept it red hot. And then our seat was, I guess it'd be 10 or 12 sat on a seat. You know, the big old long one board seats, you know. And that's the way we
see it. Did you have a desk in front of
it? Yeah. Every seat had a desk on it, and they sat in front of one another, you know. And the other fellow's seat was your desk, you know.
What kind of books did you read? Was it McGuffey?
McGuffey.
Did you have, like, spelling bees?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we call them spelling matches.
Did you have... What was mostly school? Was it mostly reading, or was it a lot of it like math? Or
it was all together. It was all. We started in then, you know, with a primer. We were starting first with the chart class, we called it, you know.
What was that?
It was a paper chart and hung up on the wall. And
what was on this chart?
Well, I remember when I began to go, this is a jug, a picture of it, you know. This is a jug. Well, this, or this is a doll, or so on like that. And we read that page. Well, then the teacher turned that over and hang it back up and get another, you know. It's just that thing. Mm-hmm. And the picture, everything was there so we could learn what it was, you know. And then we'd have to spell it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we learned to spell the words, you know. And then from that we went to the primer. What was Wichita Center. And then from that, we went to what, it was the first group. And then the first, second, third, and fourth. And when and it got up to the fifth. Books changed. And books used to be our old MacGuffin. Did you see you played with them?
I've seen.
And you know, you'd always get a lesson out of a lesson. There was really a lesson to be learned in each one of them. It wasn't these big old fairy stories to teach you to tell a lie. You know, I tell these lies at this grade, you know. But it's always a lesson to be taught in those. Did you ever see a third?
So like a moral to the story?
Yeah. And did you ever see have you ever seen the third reader?
I don't know what I have or not.
Well, that is just, then I think an awful lot of that. I've got a second and a third that I bought. Well, Joy bought me, she bought me a second and second, and I bought the third one. And would you like to see it? If you would,
I'd like to see it. Mrs. Adams went to get her McGuffey readers, and she was telling me about how they finished up to the fifth reader. Mm-hmm. That was all the McGuffey series.
Yeah, that's all the McGuffey that I remember anything about. I don't think there were any higher.
Also in school, was there any other books that you remember that you studied? Was there any stories like Robert Louis Stevenson or any of the famous James Fillmore Cooper books or anything like that?
No, I don't remember any like that.
None of them were read.
We didn't have no libraries, you know, in our school. They didn't, you know.
But they didn't read any stories from...
Well, now, sometimes our teachers would read stories.
From class?
Uh-huh. They would read, they'd have a book of their own, you know, and read a story before they started the class, you know. They would do that.
Did y'all have recess?
Oh, yes, we always had 10 or 15 minutes morning. 15 minutes. They'd let us out between, take up at 8:30, you know. And, no, they'd take up at 8, I mean, didn't they? Our school, they'd take up at 8. And then about 10, they let us out for recess for 15 minutes, you know. And then at noon, they let us out for an hour, or lunch. And then along about 2, they let us out then for our evening recess, you know.
And then school was out at 3?
Then school was out at 4, wasn't
it?
4.
How did you eat your lunch? Did you take your lunch?
Yeah, we take our lunch, carried it out in a bucket. Out of a little bucket to carry.
During your lunch hour, you'd have time to play, too.
That's when we've done our base plan. Yeah, that's when we've done our base plans and lunch hour.
Did you ever in school have any singing?
Oh, yes, sure. Dobbins. Well, most all of them. When I was real small, when I first began to go to school. Do you remember any when we first began to go to school? Singing?
Yes, Miss McCurr.
Well, don't think that's when the chief did.
When the weaver, look.
She was my first teacher.
I had to go to down there at what's called the carrying screen and the lecture virtues.
That she was talking about all the books. Well, now she mentioned that. I said it was Jared. I believe it was called the Carey School at that time down there, you know. And I told it was Jared.
So
it was Jared.
They were to have singing
in
it.
Unless
my
girl
was not the teacher.
What type of singing was it? Was it like rounds?
No, they sang hymns.
Religion?
Hymns.
Religious songs.
Good
songs and praise. Yes, every morning for you.
What else do you remember about school? Did you ever do any drawing or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Did
you ever make any things, you know, like crafts?
No. No, we didn't have nothing like that.
Did you learn things like that at home? Because I know you all would do sewing
knitting
and
like
crocheting.
Yeah. I can't.
Maybe I
was
a little
bit crochet on
canvas,
but still I
can
knit.
Did you knit from necessity? Did you have to have
a thing? Well, our mother made our stockings when we was little. She had her own yarn in the wool, and she'd share her sheep. She never kept but one, and she'd share her sheep. And we'd have her card it, and she'd spin it, you know, make our stockings and our daddy's socks.
How did you color it?
Well, sure, she colored a many of a bunch with the walnut bark, walnut hull.
And what color did that make?
Brown. Hey, Shannon, you remember that, didn't you?
More purple, maybe.
No, it's brown, I think.
Brown.
Anyhow, she'd put copper stones.
And, well, and she'd, a lot of times, she'd put a handful of salt in it when she got it and colored her brush. She knew what she wanted. She'd rip it up and put salt in it. And she said that's the color. Mm-hmm. But then after a while, she got to get in dye. But used to be, they didn't. And used to be, they made their soap, you know, and they'd have a barrel sitting out and built up with wood ashes and have a drain and down here catch that lye, put water in it, and let that lye run out and then make soap out of that lye.
Did you ever buy any soap? Did you always make your own?
Not, when we was little, we didn't buy much soap.
Was that type of soap hard on your hands?
It was pretty hard sometimes, and then sometimes it wasn't. But if you got it a little bit strong, it would eat your hands. Mm-hmm. But now they used to be, I can remember, when they was would make it, and it would be just mushy, you know. That was pretty strong. Then our mother got to making it, cooking it. And it'd be hard to slice it out, you know. That wasn't hard on your hands. That'd be weaker. And then they got to making cold soap, you know, and putting borax in sandwiches, excellent, so people wash their hair and things.
Mm-hmm. How did you wash your hair before?
Well, we always just used soap on our hair.
Did you use rainwater?
If we could get it, we would in. Because in the wintertime, we wouldn't always have rainwater. Mm-hmm.
Have any other type of crafts? Like, you said you made quilts. And that was for necessity too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Then my mother always made her own. Anyways, I'll stand to make quilts every while. She never made more quilts than anybody else, I guess, and does it.
What about, did you cane chairs or did you do anything like that?
Yes, we did. Yes, we'd buy them our chairs.
Can you think of anything else that you made by hand? Did you have a sewing machine?
Yeah.
Sam?
No, my mother's sewing machine was the latest.
I never had one until Lottie was a great big child.
I can't remember her getting
one. Okay.
Did you sew then just by hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, by hand. And she'd cut my daddy's paint and make them on her hand and for the boys. And you couldn't have a office boy out.
She made their shirts.
She made their shirts.
How did she get the material now? She didn't make the material, did she?
No.
No. Which my daddy would go and get the material.
And they called it jeans that they made the things out of, you know. I don't know. It wasn't now like what we called
and
it.
And what they called shirts.
Made wood out of wool, you know. Now, you know, they call it overall good jeans, you know.
That's funny. It's the animal. I would do.
Did you, make any rag rugs? Or?
Oh, Lord,
oh,
yes. Yeah, that was our daily occupation.
Plait them and take the old rags, you know, and plait them.
And she'd take a
hook and hook them through a coffee sack.
Hook them through a coffee sack. What kind of needle?
A hooking needle. A crocheting needle.
She'd
make her own hooks.
She'd make
them out of hickory.
Or was it like what we call hook rugs now?
Yeah,
Hold on.
What was the material that she hooked into the
It was just rags.
Just rags.
Make the strings on the stone again.
And
mm-hmm.
then hook them up through that.
Mm-hmm. I bet they were pretty, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
They got pretty well.
And then she'd hem them, you know.
Mm-hmm. What was the type of everyday food that you had? What was the most that you would eat? Like, would you have soup beans or would you have?
Yeah, we have soup beans and potatoes and cabbage and kraut. And we used to pickle cucumbers with barrels, you know.
Have a meal without? For example, you'd always put everything out on your table and, like, you'd always have pickles and you'd always have molasses, probably.
Yeah.
And what else?
Butter.
Meat.
Now, my daddy would, we always had meat, don't they? My daddy would have his meat, And he didn't want it to be cooked. So is it recorded? Is it recorded?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want his meat to cook crisp. He wanted just cat, just enough to kind of change the color. He said if we cooked it long enough for it to be crisp, it was cooking the life out of it.
And we're testing it too. He didn't probably like the tough meat, did you
imagine? Well, it wasn't really tough when it got that way. But it was, you know, it was solid. It never crept up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people eat me like that now.
Mm-hmm.
She made her own sauce and
her own sauce. She made this sauce with a gallon jar full, and then when she made the sauce, she'd put it in jars or crocks. And then heat and make her lard and pour the lard on it. Take it
as large,
you know,
so
you keep that way, you see.
Was your meals always just a whole lot of food, or did you sometimes sit down to just small amounts?
No, we always cooked a full meal.
I've heard some old people say, well, used to, for supper, they would want maybe just cornbread and
meal. Well, now, our daddy didn't care about cornbread and meal. He would not just eat nothing but he was chewed like nothing but. And you know, another thing, we'd like to take onions and cornbread and salt and eat it for supper that way.
Mm-hmm.
And drink sweet milk with it.
Were your breakfasts always big? Always
had? Well, we always had butter and milk and we didn't always eat eggs for breakfast. But
you always had biscuits?
We always had biscuits for breakfast. Now my daddy wouldn't eat cornbread for breakfast. He'd have his, he'd say, well, I'm gonna just, you use that fire up too quick, I'm gonna, you just got to eat cornbread. He wouldn't eat more than one mess of cornbread till he'd go get flour first. He wouldn't have his cornbread for breakfast. But you know, I like cornbread. If I was gonna take either one and do without the other, I'd take cornbread.
What about sweets? What would,
well,
did
now,
you have stack cakes and,
Yeah. They'd make, my mother make apple, stack, dried apple stack cakes, you know. And everything was made with rice. And she'd gather grapes, wild grapes, and pull them off of the stem and put them in a jar and pour molasses over them. And then make the best pie through the window that you ever ate. And sweeten with molasses. And you know, people used to do sweeten their apple butter and pumpkin butter with molasses. Make the grapes, they'd block their apple butter and pumpkin butter and sweeten them with molasses. But people used to have a lot better molasses than they made.
It was better?
Oh, yes. They'd cook them till they just wind them up on a knife, you know. They were so much better than they are now, you know.
Yeah, I like molasses, and I didn't realize that it used to be better.
Well, this is something me and my sister's talking about. Hey, younger people don't love good molasses.
Well, yeah.
They'd always cook them till they was,
almost like candy.
We have, well, at a cold time, we broke spoons getting them out of the lard can because it'd be just stiff and heavy, and you just wind them up on a knife, you know. But now you've got to take them down and eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
did you have any puddings or things?
Oh, yes. We'd have puddings and have sweet cakes. We call them sweet cakes. My mother would make them out of molasses, you know, and she'd cut them in diamonds, go out and cut them, then fill out a pan, big pan full, bake them. Then she'd bake a bushel of thyme, wouldn't she? And we love them sweet cakes. We call them sweet cakes.
Would that be similar to gingerbread?
Yeah. But she didn't always put ginger in them. She put different flavors in them, you know. Sometimes she put ginger in them.
What was the spices that you all grew, not necessarily spices, I mean herbs, in your garden? Now, I know you'd have dill, and what else?
She used to raise thyme, wasn't it? She used to raise thyme and sage. She had that thyme, too, you know.
And alcohol.
Well, that wasn't seasonal, that was for
well, like herbs that you would put into.
Well, you didn't put that in, she made cough syrup out of that.
Did she use very many herbs, or was it more plain?
Oh, yes. You mean to doctor with?
Well, I mean to doctor or to eat.
Oh, she doctored with herbs. She'd make teas out of different things and make her own cough syrup. She'd take scaly bark, hickory, and pine tops, and life everlasting, and sage, and alfalfine, and hornhound.
Did you have sassafras?
We had sassafras, but now she didn't make that for colds and sickness, you know. This other was made for colds. Yes, we had sassafras tea. To make at the table, we drank sassafras tea and spice wood and birch and mountain tea. I think if people drink more Mountain Dew and birch and stuff like that, that you'd, they wouldn't do so much of the arthritis and stuff. Did you ever drink any Mountain Dew?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's the best stuff there was. But no, it takes more to get that out of there.
Well, what did me out of?
But didn't you know some Mountain Dew?
Mm-hmm.
It grows on hills. It just grows up about that high and has berries on, little red berries. And there's about three or four big leaves, which is on the stem.
Is that what they, is there another name for it?
We call it Mountain Dew, and some call it, some call it wintergreen, the flavor.
Now, I had wintergreen. I put some herbs out in my backyard, and I remember putting wintergreen. But I was thinking about something else that you can find on the hillside. It has a fairly large leaf, and I want to say May.
Mapper.
That's it.
Yeah, well, you don't, that's the herbs is good, that roots is good for medicine. And that's saleable, you know, people need that sell at a good price. You know.
Well, I've seen that a lot. But that's not what you were talking about?
Mountain Dew grows up just in a little bush, just a little.
It grows out in the hill.
And the stems ain't bigger than a knitting needle. This little stem, and you pull it up to get it to make your tea, and then wash it good, put it in a kettle of water, and boil it, and boil it, and boil it. That's the best stuff it was. You can taste the Mountain Dew flavor, you know. That's what it's made out of, that Mountain Dew.
So it's the stems instead of the roots.
It's stems, roots, and then you put the stems, roots, and leaves and all little leaves. You pull it up and just wash it. And then put the whole thing in your kettle and put water over it and make more. Get your strength out of it.
Mm-hmm. Is it a strong tea?
Well, you can make it as strong as you want it, but I like it strong.
And it's spicewood.
And spicewood, it goes with that. And, you know, we used to drink an awful lot of that. And sassafras from over there, I can just drink a whole gallon of sassafras.
We never
I really think that the old time way of dumping was good.
And our daddy, he'd go to the store, to the grocery store now, and he'd get a great big box of things, these pepper boxes that you buy, not the little ones, the bigger ones, you know, of quinine for a quarter. And then he'd get capsules, if he'd get the capsules, and fill them up and feed them, give them to us for colds, and that's what we've done for colds. And if he didn't have the capsules, they'd put apple butter in a spoon and make a hole in it and put that quinine down in it, which then covered it up and swallowed it up.
Was it bitter?
If you got taste of it, it was bitter. But you know that's good medicine. Mm-hmm. But now you have to get a prescription right here to get the
quinine.
I had the doctor give it to me for the cramping legs, you know, but I got a prescription. And you know that stuff, just a little jar cost me $11.
How do you take it?
Just a capsule at a time. When I feel like I'm going to crank, or if I am a crank, if I can get to it, I'll get it. It's the best stuff for cranking legs in a while. And my toes are drawing right straight up, and my fingers are drawing right up, and I'll take my fingers and pull them back down. But now that's quite long. It stopped.
When you were little, did you ever remember going to a doctor?
Oh, I guess I was. Well, when I was little, I was 5 years old. Me, now, that's me I'm talking about. I had typhoid fever. An old doctor, Lee Dean, was a doctor. And that's the first time I remember seeing a doctor. And then I don't remember. Well, I don't guess I never a doctor until after I married. Can you remember having me a doctor? I never was after I was married.
When you were little at home and your mother had these children, did she have midwives?
Yeah.
Who was?